Blog Talk Radio. never thought I would be shaken, but you came and laid your hands on me, and now, oh, oh, Lord, you came and laid your hands on me, and now I can see my storm has moved
away. What's your storm right now? My storm has moved away. I'm at peace. Come on, you ought to lift your hands and thank Him for peace. Even though I remember the day, Lord, I remember the moment, Lord, you came and laid your hands on me, and now, oh, oh, Lord, you died for me on Calvary, and now I can see my storm has moved away. You came and laid your hands on me, and now I can see clearly now the rain is gone. You came and laid your hands on me, and now it'll be all over in the morning. You came and laid your hands on me, and now, oh, oh, Lord, you died for me on Calvary, and now I can see my storm has moved. Your hand on me, and now I can see my storm has moved away.
thank you so much, everybody, for joining me tonight on Prolific Fire. Of course, I am Prophet Stacy, your humble host, and this is Prolific Fire. The first song I played was Because of Who You Are. The second song is I'm at Peace, and both songs are by Vicky Yoey. Once again, thank you, everybody. I pray that you be blessed by tonight's word. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, I thank you for tonight, Lord God. I thank you for everybody that's gathered on the phone lines, God. Everybody that's gathered online, God. Everybody that will be listening to the replay, Lord God, to the podcast, God. I thank you for them, God. In the name of Jesus, I pray on tonight, God, that they will get what they are supposed to get from this word. That everybody receive what they're supposed to receive from your word on tonight, God. I thank you for feeding your people and for strengthening me on tonight. In the name of Jesus, amen. Tonight's foundational text comes from Matthew chapter 16, verses 5 through 12 from the Message Bible. Again, that's Matthew chapter 16, verses 5 through 12 from the Message Bible. On their way to the other side of the lake, the disciples discovered that they had forgotten to bring along bread. In the meantime, Jesus said to them, "Keep a sharp eye out for the Pharisees, Sadducees, yeast." Thinking he was scolding them for forgetting bread, they discussed in whispers what to do. Jesus knew what they were doing and said, "Why all these worried whispers about forgetting the bread? Run, believers, haven't you caught on yet? Don't you remember the 5 loaves of bread and the 5,000 people and how many baskets of fragments you picked up? Or the 7 loaves that fed 4,000? And how many baskets of leftovers you collected? Haven't you realized yet that bread isn't the problem? The problem is yeast. Pharisees, Sadducees, yeast." Then they got it, that he wasn't concerned about eating, but teaching. The Pharisees, Sadducees kind of teaching. The Amplifier says, "Then they understood that he did not tell them to beware of leavened bread, but of the false teaching of the Pharisees and Sadducees." Through tonight's text, we can see that in a way, the disciples were no different than us. In a rush to get to where you're going, how many times have you went out of the house and forgot your cell phone, forgot your keys, forgot your purse, or your wallet? Well, in tonight's text, in their quest to get to the other side of the lake, we see that the disciples have forgotten to bring along bread. So Jesus said something to them, and they thought he was scolding them, getting on to them, checking them about forgetting the bread. Really? How quickly we forget the nature of God. All Jesus was saying to them was, beware of all the false teaching going around. A warning we do best to still heed today, because there's still to this day a lot of false teaching going around. But they took it the wrong way. But they took what he was saying the wrong way and began to whisper among themselves, making a big issue out of nothing. Not wanting Jesus to hear, they whispered. But Jesus, being Jesus, overheard them whispering and asked, "Why all these worried whispers over forgetting some bread?" Really? Then he went on to give them a reality check, reminding the disciples of the 5 loaves of bread and the 5,000 people. Another time, how 7 loaves of bread fed 4,000. My fear is that now, in 2018, we are the disciples that need a reality check. With a lot of disturbing things going on in this country, news report after news report, it's enough to cause worried whispers, even among believers. It's enough to cause worried whispers, even among believers. Worried Whispers, the title of tonight's message. Now tell me this. Do you ever find yourself worrying, especially these days, with the White House being in such a disarray of disorder? with headline after headline of some tragedy that has happened? Do you ever find yourself worrying and talking about what you're really worried about more so than praying? If you're honest, we all do sometimes. We all do more talking and more worrying than praying sometimes. And when you really think about it, the things we find ourselves worried about, talking about, whispering among ourselves about, it's just like the disciples worrying and whispering to each other about forgetting the bread. They were worried and whispering to each other about forgetting the bread, worrying and whispering among themselves, trying to find a solution to a problem that they didn't even have. Jesus had been the supplier of bread on more than one occasion, feeding more people than that amount of bread is supposed to. And on more than one occasion, they had witnessed Jesus do the miraculous. But still, they found room to worry. Isn't that just like us? Tell the truth, isn't that just like us? God has provided for us, provided a way for us on more than one occasion, doing for us what looked impossible, given our resources. But still, sometimes we find room to worry, even though as believers we know not to. Even though we are believers, most of us, we are believers, we know not to worry, but still sometimes we find ourselves worrying. Do not be anxious or worried about anything. Do not be anxious or worried about anything, but in everything, every circumstance and situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, continue. Don't stop. Continue. Continue to make your specific requests known to God. And the peace of God, the peace that reassures the heart, that peace which transcends all understanding, that peace which stands guard over your hearts and your mind in Christ Jesus is yours. Philippians 4, verses 6 and 7 from the Amplified. In John 14 and 1 from the Amplified, Jesus comforts his disciples by saying, "Do not let your heart be troubled, afraid, cowardly. Believe confidently in God and trust in him. Have faith, hold on to it, rely on it. Keep going, somebody keep going, and believe also in me." From the Message Bible, Jesus says, "Don't let this throw you, somebody, tonight. Whatever you're going through, don't let that thing throw you. Don't let this throw you." That's what Jesus said from the Message Bible. Don't let this throw you. You trust God, don't you? Trust me. Okay, we have one scripture telling us to not be anxious or worried about anything, but in every circumstance and situation, pray with a thankful heart. Pray in specifics to God. In the very next verse, we have a scripture telling us that the peace of God stands guard over our hearts and mind in Christ Jesus. That's the kind of peace that is ours. Yet in another verse, we have a scripture telling us, "Do not let your heart be troubled." And countless upon countless of other scriptures throughout the Bible, which we know is God's word to us, one of the many ways he talks to us via the Holy Spirit. So you think we wouldn't be worried? We got all this word on the inside of us. And plus, we live in 2018. You got word coming TV, word coming at you through the internet. You got word coming at you through your phone on Bible apps and stuff. You would think that we wouldn't be as worried as we let ourselves get sometimes. And yes, I said let ourselves get, because we're not supposed to be worried. It's just a state of mind that we let ourselves get in. Still, we find ourselves sometimes acting just like the world, worried, whispering about how things were rigged because of a vote, worried, whispering about how things were rigged because of a vote, because during election season, Donald J. Trump was elected president. Truthfully, it shouldn't matter if Donald Trump or Donald Duck somehow managed to become president. You as a believer should respect the office the position the president holds, but not look to the political office for support. You as a believer should respect the office, the position that the president holds, but not look to the political office for support. Instead, look to the throne and the King of Kings that sits on the throne for support. He didn't get voted in, so he can't get voted out, can't get impeached. His position cannot be taken. Who God is, who Jesus is in your life is not up for grabs. It cannot be taken. He cannot be shaken. He cannot be moved. He cannot be impeached. He was not voted in, so he cannot be voted out. So that's where you're supposed to get your support. Not from Donald Trump, not from Donald Duck, or anybody else. You should get your support from God. Therefore, as a believer, you should make it your concern. Therefore, as a believer, you should make it your concern to please God and not worry about man. Don't you know? If God is pleased with you, he will make your enemies be at peace with you. Don't you know? If God be for you, who can be against you? Romans 8:31. Proverbs 16:7. Both scriptures are from the New King James. Still, we find ourselves acting like the disciples, worrying and whispering among ourselves about what to do because we forgot the bread. Beloved, it's bad enough the disciples forgot to bring along some bread and didn't even know enough to know Jesus was not concerned about physical bread, but the kind of teaching that foes were and still are being fed. He wasn't worried about the physical bread. He was worried about the teaching that was going around, what souls were being fed, and still are being fed shamefully today. So he said something to them. Look out for the Pharisees, Sadducees, yeast, those false teachers, to which they misunderstood and thought he was scolding them, getting at them, checking them. But how do you explain us forgetting the bread? But how do you explain us forgetting the bread? Somebody said, probably says, what bread did we forget? We weren't on the lake with the disciples. What bread did we forget? Glad you thinking with me and asking the question. Did Jesus supposedly scold us, get at us, check us too? How could we forget the bread? Especially since our bread is Jesus himself. But love, don't you remember what Jesus told us in John 6:35 from the Amplified? Jesus replied to them, I am the bread of life. The one who comes to me will never be hungry. The one who comes to me will never be hungry. And the one who believes in me as Savior will never be thirsty. For that one will be sustained spiritually. For that one will be sustained spiritually. Jesus said, you and I will be spiritually sustained. Jesus said, you and I will be spiritually sustained no matter what is making headlines. No matter what is making headlines. No matter what is going on in the evening news. No matter what is going on around us or even in us. No matter what is going on around us or even in us at the time. Jesus said, we will be spiritually sustained. That part of us that the devil is forever trying to get at, that part of us will be sustained, kept throughout it all. Somebody going through a lot right now. You're going through a lot. Even though it's not making headlines and it doesn't have the attention, the support of the evening news, but because it's big to you, this is the kind of God you serve. But because it's big to you, whatever you're going through, because it's big to you, you know what is big to God. And God wants you to know tonight that you will not lose your mind as a result of it. You will not lose your mind as a result of it. God sees your worrying, all the conversations you've had based on worry. God sees all the whispering that's done at night, mostly just your inner fears creeping up and whispering in your ears, whispering, you're not going to make it. You've messed up too many times. God is mad at you. Did you forget? How could you forget the bread? Jesus, he's not who you've been led to believe. somebody the devil is trying so hard to get you to believe everything that's going wrong in your home right now is God. He's trying so hard to get you to believe that you are on punishment from God, that everything going on wrong in your home is a result of what God is doing to you. It is Jesus calling you, getting at you, checking you for something you've done wrong. And the current condition of your house, the current condition of your home is a punishment. Do not believe that foolishness. Do not believe that lie. The devil is a liar. But just like the disciples misunderstood, what Jesus was saying and made a big issue out of nothing, nothing you're feeling is as it seems right now. Somebody needed that. Nothing you're feeling right now is as it seems. Why would God be mad at you? People forget stuff all the time. People run out of the house unprepared in a big hurry to get somewhere all the time. They run out of the house and forget their keys. What's needed to unlock the God-given doors in their lives? They run out of the house and forget their cell phone. What's needed to call, to connect, and reach out beyond themselves? They run out of the house and forget their purse or wallet. What's needed to identify them as legal if they ever stop by the authority? In the physical, people run out of the house, rushing, trying to get somewhere, rushing to get to the other side of the lake like the disciples. They do that all the time. But think with me. You know I'm politified. I like to make you think. But think with me. If in the spirit realm, you've ever rushed through your day and forgotten your keys, your phone, your purse or wallet, your identity. If, like the disciples, you forgot to bring along the bread, except in your case, in our case, the bread for us is Jesus himself. If you've been guilty of forgetting to bring Jesus along with you throughout your day, along with the other things mentioned, you still have time to correct it. Don't worry. You still have time to correct it. As long as you have breath in your body and in your right mind, you still have time to correct it. So stop all the worried whispers. As a believer, you know better. As believers, we know better. And while Jesus wants to be invited into your day-to-day, right now he's more concerned with what you are being taught. What the Pharisees and Sadducees of this world are saying from the White House. What the Pharisees and Sadducees of this world are saying from the White House, saying on the news, on social media, even in the church, trying to get us to believe. So, hey, what's the big idea? Why all the word whispers about forgetting the bread? Verse 5 and 6 from tonight's text. Jesus said to them, keep a sharp eye out for the Pharisees, Sadducees, yeast. That's what's important. Father God, help us to remember your word to us in the face of all the White House drama, in the face of this tragedy and that tragedy, in the face of all this that's making news these days. Help us to remember your word in the face of trouble at home. Ease the mind of every believer listening in tonight live to the replay, to the podcast, or on iTunes. Ease their mind. Put an end to the worried whispers. It's my prayer that worried whispers will turn into confident prayers, that you will pray confident prayers to God from now on. In Jesus' name, amen. And Father God, look upon the lost, the lonely, the unsaved, and cause them to be drawn to you. Cause them to desire you and cry out to you. In the night hours, cause them to pour out their hearts to you. Save them, Father. Amen. If there's somebody listening tonight and you don't know Jesus Christ in the midst of your sins, you can always go to the website prolificyourministry.com. There you will find out more about salvation. You can stay connected to the ministry through that website. Also, you can send a prayer request in that way if you desire to do so. At this time, I have to make this announcement. At this time, if there's anybody on the phone lines right now and you need prayer via Blog Talk Radio, just mash one on your phone and I will be glad to pray with you. Once again, thank you everybody for joining. I pray you got something out of tonight's word. Again, press one on your phone if you desire prayer. Okay. As I always say, I got to say this because somebody may be new, and you have to think about it. There was a time when you were listening to a broadcast, maybe you were looking at me when I was on Periscope or whatever, when I called out the phone. I mean, that's how you got connected with me. So give somebody else the same chance to get connected, because the gift in me is not for me, it's for them, and I want to help them through whatever they're going through. So if somebody's listening, you may know the number already, but if somebody else is listening and you need prayer, a Bible-based consultation, you can always call or text me at 865-408-8690. The number again is 865-408-8690. Or you can email prolificfire@gmail.com. Prolificfire@gmail.com. Prolific, P-R-O-L-I-F-I-C, fire@gmail.com. Also, find me on Twitter at prolificfire, on Instagram at prophetstacy, on Facebook at Prophet Stacy, that's my personal page, and like the Prolific Fire Ministry Facebook page. Also, each and every one of you that's listening under the sound of my voice, be sure to join my sister in ministry, Prophetess Pate, for prayer and encouragement on Faith on the Line with Prophetess Pate this Friday and every Friday at 8 Eastern, 7 Central, 5 Pacific. That's 8 Eastern, 7 Central, 5 Pacific, Friday night, by calling the number that many of you called on tonight, 347-426-3782. 347-426-3782. The phone lines will be open on that particular night to give you an opportunity for prayer if you desire prayer. I see somebody just joined. Call if you desire prayer. Just press one on your phone and I will be glad to pray with you. Okay. Hello, you're on the air.
Hey, man. Hello. Hello, this is Greg from Pennsylvania.
Hi. Thank you for calling in.
Hi. Yeah, I was listening to you on the computer, and then I figured out I should call in.
Thank you for listening. I appreciate it.
Yeah, I enjoyed the message, especially about worry, or, you know, just people being worried. I know my dad has that spirit, but you can't convince him that it's not God, you know? So,
okay.
But, you know, the thing, for a long time, I've been struggling with off and on, well, it's almost always on, but like back pain and knots, especially in my upper back. Sometimes it gets to the point where sometimes I think, because of the knots, it has, it actually feels like you got the flu. So you're really not, so, you know, I'm not really sure. Sometimes I wake up and I'm not sure, you know, whether I'm actually sick or not. But it just makes, I have a lot of projects I'm doing for God. And like I have one in the backyard and God speaks to me a lot, and I'm trying to work on this kind of like an urban kind of a small urban farm garden type thing. And I'm hoping that God would use that to, you know, feed people and give people jobs. And I'm trying to really innovate, do the research. And I think I made a lot of progress, but, you know, with my back, I can't, you know, it's like, I can't think straight. Like there's a curse on me or something, you know, like it just, you know, and, I just like to get prayer because it seems like, you know, the things I want to do, they're good. They're not even offensive, you know, when it comes to the church. I could see, you know, if I had some kind of weird doctrine and I was going around preaching to, you know, but this is about, even though, you know, I'm prophetic, this, you know, God's revealed to me about people need stability in local jobs.
Yes,
and
they do.
There should be a foundation.
Yes, they do.
Foundation. And, you know, I was thinking, wouldn't it be great to have these little efficient greenhouses and gardens that grow in food intensely and yet keep better care of animals, you know, give them, you know, it just, you know, for as far as the ministry goes, I thought, you know, for, you know.
Yes, I like your vision.
Yeah.
Therefore, we got to get you prayed up and get you strong so you can do the things that God called you to do.
Amen. Amen.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, I thank you for my brother. I thank you for Greg tonight, Lord God. I ask that you touch his back, Lord God, that you relieve every ounce of pain that has been attacking his body. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that you rid him of nausea, Lord God, that you relieve all the symptoms that feel like flu, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We come against that right now in the name of Jesus. He does not have the flu. He does not have the symptoms of flu in his life. Will not be cut short. Everything that he desires to do for the kingdom, the urban garden will go forth, Lord God, to feed people in the name of Jesus. The enemy is mad, but he shall not win. You shall go forth in the vision that God has given you. You shall do the things for the community and for the church and be a big asset to the kingdom. And bring forth many souls, be witnessing through your actions in the name of Jesus. We give you honor and praise tonight, Lord God, for moving in his life. To God be the glory. Amen.
Amen.
Once again, Greg, thank you so much for listening. I appreciate it.
Amen. I'll make sure I subscribe to the show. God bless you.
Okay. Thank you. Is there anybody else tonight desiring prayer? Press 1 on your phone to pray with you as well. Okay. As I was saying, join my sister for Faith on the Line tonight. There will be a flyer for her up on my page, all my social media. And be sure to join her and me back here next Monday. She will be bringing the message. The message is entitled, Hold On To Your Faith And Don't Let Go. That's going to be powerful to next week, too, because a lot of people tonight need to know to hold on to faith. Don't let go. I don't care what the enemy's trying to do in your life. Don't let go. I'm going to let my sister bring that forth next week. It's going to be powerful. So be sure to join her Friday. Friday will be the 23rd, then be back here on the 26th. Until then, if you need me, reach out to me. Don't be shy. Again, the number is 865-408-8690, or you can email prolificfire@gmail.com. God bless each of you. Good night.